The mermaid was like, I'm gonna make this guy mine. She's the one who smells so bad. And then...
Am I the drama?
Am I the fishy smell?
Do they have, like, thingamabobs? They've got 20.
They each have 20 thingamabobs.
They're beautiful but smelly and they'll try to drag you into the ocean. Yeah.
When Christopher Columbus was traveling around the world, he logged in. He noted that he had seen mermaids during his journey, but he thought they would be more attractive.
Okay.
Hi guys, welcome to
The Gods Must Be Crazy.
It's a podcast on Philippine mythology and folklore. And today,
I'm excited.
I've been keeping the topic from Anima.
It's a secret.
No, it's not. So today we're gonna talk about. Look at this stuff, isn't it?
Mermaids! Oh my god!
We're gonna talk about merfolk.
Oh my god!
I was thinking about it because. I was just so desperate to, like, go to the beach. And
oh, my God. Also, how long has it, like, it's my ultimate Disney favorite.
So, The Little Mermaid was released the year I was born.
I know. I know. That's how I know I'm old. I had a Little Mermaid watch. It had water in it.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then Flounder would
I thought that I would start the episode with a mini quiz.
Yay!
So it's not going to be as intense as the last time. Because last time was really like...
I don't even remember.
Hardcore.
What was our quiz last time?
SAT levels. Melania.
Oh yes, Melania. Yes. Devouring. That was very hard. We also did a quiz for the Chinese New Year traditions.
Yeah.
Which you aced. By the way,
I'm hoping that this is easier. So I've made.
I hope so, because my self-esteem is really not great right now, and I'm hoping that for mermaids I would do better.
This is your redemption arc.
This is my redemption arc.
Okay, so I only have how many questions? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay,
5 questions, 5 chances.
Okay,
all right. So, first one.
Okay,
all of these are kinds of folklore of merfolk in Philippine.
Okay.
Folklore, except.
Okay.
A. Mambubuno.
Okay.
B. Ugkoy.
Mm-hmm.
C. Lewendi.
Mm-hmm.
D. Litao.
I think the first one, because Mambubuno sounds like it's a job. Okay, A. A is the outlier.
Wrong.
Oh no!
It's.
Litao.
C. Oh. Lewendi. Remember, the Lewendi is a type of encanto.
Oh, yeah.
Like super hot guy in a sports car.
Yes.
That we talked in.
The
Stop
Encanta
right
episode.
Now.
Thank you very much. Yes.
All right. Question 2.
Okay.
What is...
0 for Anima.
So if a merfolk was trying to hide and blend in with humans...
Okay.
They can change... every aspect of themselves except one thing. And so it's a telltale sign that someone you're encountering is a mermaid.
Okay.
So which is it?
Mm-hmm.
A, their long curly hair, like seaweeds.
Is it me? Am I a mermaid?
Am I the villain?
Am I the drama?
Sorry, A, long curly hair. Sorry guys, we're so happy we just had coffee. A, long curly hair, like seaweeds. B, parts of their skin peeling off, like scales.
They might just have eczema. Yeah. Atopic dermatitis is real.
C, a very strong fishy smell.
That's just you on your period.
Like, malansang amoy. Or D, like extra fingers between their hands, like little tentacles or whatever.
D.
It's C, strong fishy smell.
What if they just had...
What if they just didn't take a bath? Or what if...
What if they were just eating something
what
fishy?
What if they're a fishmonger?
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
I really thought it would be the web thing.
This one, it's not multiple choice, but I think it's easy.
Okay.
Which well-known Greek
hero... I need to win.
Which well-known Greek hero famously encountered sirens during his journeys?
Odysseus.
Yes!
Yay! I'm re-listening to Modern Siren kasi.
So, Odysseus famously had himself tied to the mast of his ship.
Mm-hmm.
And his men were... He told his men to cover their ears with earwax so that they wouldn't be tempted by sirens.
No, just like regular wax.
I'm sorry, not earwax.
That's yucky.
Okay.
That's yucky.
Okay. The fourth question. So, you have one out of three so far.
Man.
You have two more chances. Okay, the fourth, this is a bit hard though, sorry. The fourth question. Jezebel.
Yes.
Is an incredibly famous Filipino comics character created by Mars Ravelo.
I was gonna say Mars Ravelo.
That's not the question.
Okay.
How many Philippine actresses have portrayed this famous character?
Oh, that's hard because some movies, there's two of, there's like a baby Jezebel and then a grown-up Jezebel.
No, you only count the main character.
Only the grown-up Jezebel.
Yeah, so A, 11. B, 7. The multiple choice doesn't help because they're all very new. C, 9. D, 5.
C? Or D? B?
It's B, 7.
Really? That's close.
So I think two people in movie, in series, and then Jeanette a few Abayani. In like movies. So,
yeah, and they've been making like black and white.
The next question is, so the last question. All
Only
of these actresses. Wait, you have last chance.
Fine.
All of these actresses have played Jezebel except.
Okay.
A. Claudine Barreto. B. Alice Dixon.
She did.
C. Anne Curtis.
Huh.
D. Marian Rivera.
Oh no. C. Anne Curtis.
Are you sure?
D. Marian Rivera.
Are you sure?
Because Marian Rivera already did Darna. But she also has long curly hair. Anne Curtis will just do whatever.
Think about it.
Anne Curtis. No, but then, Jezebel is like a lot of ABS actresses did them. And Marian is very GMA.
Are you sure?
Okay, I'm going to say Marian.
It's A, Claudine Barreto.
Really? Wasn't she BB? BB Jezebel?
Claudine played Marina. Another.
Fucking A!
Another mermaid.
Fuck.
But actually, Marian Rivera, they had like 185 episodes in her series of Jezebel.
Really?
It's insane.
Man, because it's all just blends together.
I know. But yeah, Marina.
Yeah.
I also was like, huh? Wasn't Claudine here?
Yeah.
But it's a different...
And then there was like, chocolate was like a...
Chocoy.
Chocoy, yeah.
Yeah. Chocoy.
Chocoy. Chocolate.
Chocoy.
Chocoy.
So yeah, so...
Okay, fine.
One
out of five of my favorite mythical creature.
It's okay. So we'll learn more about the mermaid. Do you need the... Like 2 minutes to recover.
I'm gonna drink my coffee, but yeah.
Me too. All right. So, I'm very excited about this topic because I think that amongst the different mythical creatures that we have, this is one of those class of beings that have very similar characteristics to each other, but also some very distinctive types within them.
Okay.
Right? So, Merfolk, we don't have really... I couldn't find like one main indigenous Filipino term for...
Not like Capre.
Merfolk. No, but it
is... Capre is Spanish.
It's the same thing. So we have a Spanish word that aggregates a lot of different types of this class of being. So sirena, the word that we're very familiar with, is a Spanish word, obviously, for siren.
So there's an aggregate word, which is sirena, which is Spanish.
Exactly, right? So in some regions of the Philippines, like Bicol and Visayas, sirenas are actually known as magindara.
Magindara.
And they're a bit more dangerous. Like, they're known as, like, vicious types of mermaids. But I think the key distinction, so in Greek and, you know, Roman mythology, sirens weren't always portrayed as the mermaids that we get today, right?
Yes.
They typically were either just women sitting on rocks,
mm-hmm.
naked and alluring, mm-hmm. or even bird-like
yes.
creatures. They had like wings, right? It's only recently that we saw a bit more of like mermaid-like incarnations as mm-hmm. like the stories have evolved. But I think at least in Philippine mythology, it's that very distinct image of like, from the torso or from the waist up, the head and the torso are a human beings, mostly women,
mm-hmm.
right? I think it's just the fantasy of like naked breasts.
Yeah, 100%.
And then the tail of a fish.
Do you think that's symbolic? No, because they say like women's parts smell kind of fishy.
But and that's the under.
Right?
That's an interesting theory.
Right?
That's an interesting theory. So, when they typically classify Sirena as a kind of Encanto. So, mm-hmm. you have, like, Encanto, which is all enchanted creatures. Again, we said, like, it's very lazy classification. So, within the Encanto, you have a subgroup, which is your merfolk, mm-hmm. the Sirena. And actually, there's an interesting term that we use for them in the Philippines, which is bantay tubig, which is basically like water guardians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Like the naiads, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because obviously they're nymphs. Found near bodies of water. Yeah. I think what I found very interesting for the Philippines is, if you look at most of mermaid tales, a lot of them are in the sea, uh-huh. like open water.
Yeah.
Right? But for the Philippines, a lot of it is like even in rivers and falls,
which
and lakes
is like
and
water
streams.
Nymphs are like that also.
Yeah,
like
because I think, and we'll get a bit into this like much later when we look at like other mythologies around the world, right? But I think it has to do with, I mean, you don't dream up mermaids out of nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it is to explain, like, why are the seas so rough? Why do people get lost at sea?
Yeah.
Why do you lose people near bodies of water?
Why would anybody go out there on their of their own volition?
Exactly.
Surely there must be
and
a lady
I think
with tits.
It just speaks, it speaks to, like, the topography of the Philippines as well, where you have a lot of, like, let's face it, dangerous bodies of water. And especially during storms, right? Like, mm-hmm. you would have flash floods, or you would have, like, people who get lost in rivers and falls.
Yep. The sudden, like, rising of the tides and then rapids.
Exactly, exactly. So, it isn't just open water kind of dangers. It's also fresh water.
Yep.
Sorry, bodies of water.
Also, just cramps. Just, like, just water. Yeah. And also, there's a lot of isolated bodies of water in the Philippines that look super magical. Mm. Like the Barracuda Lake in Coron, there's this lake formation, they call it the Enchanted Lake in Surigao.
But think about it, right? Because tales of mermaids are usually about like avoiding going near bodies of water. Mm. So usually you'd find it in areas where maybe it's a bit accident prone and stuff like that. So they're called guardians of the water, bantay tubig. Bantay mm-hmm. means guardian and tubig means water. There are male versions of Sirena as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are other types like I talked about, which are like shokoy, katao, koi. We'll go through the different types later. So maybe let's go through what are they called in different areas in the Philippines. So what are the local names? So in West Visayas, they're called katao.
Katao.
Which means like, it's like one of us.
Ooh.
No. The Ilocano term, which I talked about earlier, is litao.
Litao.
At first, I was like, litao?
Litao?
No, it's litao.
Because like floating. Litao is floating. Or prominent.
Because lutang.
Yeah.
Lutang is floating.
Lutao is floating in the air. Litao is. Because palitao.
Lutang. Lutang.
No, like palitao. Palitao is a snack. That it's a rice cake and cook it and then when it floats.
Isn't lumitaw to appear?
Also, yeah. But palitaw is also when it floats to the surface of the water.
Okay.
That means the palitaw is cooked.
Okay. And then the Maguindara term is a Bicol term. It's called mambubuno in Zambales. And Central Zone. In Tagalog and Visayan, there are two terms. So it's either ugkoy or shokoy. right? And so the difference, I think, for sirenas or just general like mermaids, the iconic image is like the head and torso of a human being and the tail of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
But the shokoi is like
full body guy,
full body covered in scales
and like flappy ears,
webbed ears and stuff like that. Sometimes they have like, so sirenas are typically known to have fair complexion, mm-hmm, and lighter kind of hair. So a bit more of semi-Caucasian features, yeah, in that sense. Or at least like fair-skinned people.
Like Encantos.
Yeah, like Encantos. Whereas shokoi have like a bit more of like darker copper,
yeah, copper
skin. Yeah, coppery, wow, skin and curly hair. So is it a swimming aita? I don't know. Like, could, where did be, this could come
be,
from?
Could be.
Yeah.
Also, maybe because if you're like in the sea all the time, your hair gets really dry.
But how come the merwomen, like mermaids, kept their skin light?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
But in general, they're obviously deemed to be very attractive, right? Yeah. Because why else would you venture out of your way and go to the water and leave to your meet family them? Sure. And leave your family behind. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So,
are we going to go into like the other cultures type of animals, like selkies and stuff like that?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So like I said, right, I think the distinct like difference with Filipino stories of merfolk is, again, it's like very like multiple bodies of water in, mm-hmm, the country, not just open water, right? So it's not just like sailors, for example, although the stories often feature like sailors being like tempted by, mm-hmm, these women, right? I think there's an interesting kind of like Filipino specific like distinction where sometimes they would follow you at the end of like a religious procession. So mermaids typically follow, yeah, the sirena would typically follow at the end of a religious procession and like try to lure away the people who are at the back of the procession.
Stragglers.
Yeah. And people are saying, it's just like the old people's way of like making sure you arrive on time.
Yeah. Or you go to the head of the...
So for people who don't know, right, typically when we have like big religious holidays, let's say Holy Week.
The feast day of a saint.
Or feast days. You would have, we talked about it, I think, in an earlier episode, right? You would have like these parades almost, right? And it's not necessarily a parade. It's a religious procession. So after the mass...
Parade, I'm like... Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, I say parade dun, because dun, why? Dun, dun.
Because there's combo.
Because why? There are...
There's combo.
There, what do you call them? The...
Carosa.
The carts. Saints, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, carts of the saints. And
floats. Floats. Yes.
Yeah, basically. Floats. They're floats of the
golden
saints.
Golden floats.
Excuse me, there's a marching band.
Marching band. Or my dad calls it combo.
People in special costumes, yes, right? In Holy Week, we have it where you basically tell the whole entire story of the, mm-hmm, Passion.
Mm-hmm. Every, it's called Passion.
Passion. You carry like different stages of Jesus's life. Mm-hmm. And then there are the floats of the saints in like mourning.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone is, you know, there's like a...
I.e. they have different costumes for Holy Week. Then they change costume.
Yeah. They have celebratory costumes. Yes. And then they have mourning. And then everyone lines up in two lines on the side of the
main
procession.
Road.
And we all carry candles.
Yep.
Right?
There's also happens in October when there's like a block rosary happening. Mm. And you do the rosary from one house to another. And every week the rosary, the Virgin Mary stays at another person's house.
Yeah.
Just walk.
Do you remember when, again, sidebar, I remember October would have like a living rosary.
Yes.
That's what we used to call it.
One person is a bead.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone, imagine like we were out on this big field and everyone would, they would put chairs in the shape of a rosary.
You're lucky you had chairs. We stood up.
Each person is a bead. And you lead the prayer for every single person.
You pass the mic around.
I think, where was I?
Sidebar. Super. Processions. The sirenas would go to the processions.
Yeah.
Clearly, we have a lot of pent-up cuentos.
Okay, here's what I find disturbing.
Okay.
Right? So they say that the sirenas have like these super beautiful homes underwater. So they usually live in like caves under the body of water.
And do they have like thingamabobs? They've got 20.
They each have 20 thingamabobs.
But they want more.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more. Okay.
Sorry.
So, oh my god, this is such a... This episode's all over the place. I'm so sorry, guys. So, each have, like, beautiful homes made with walls of bright gold and precious stones. 20 thingamabobs each. And they said that, so they either capped men, right? So, or people, usually like seafaring men or like travelers in the water. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times in a lot of stories, they actually capture children. And here's the thing. They say that, so sometimes they're said to like lure men into the water and then kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that it's less malicious. It's just that they forget that humans don't know how to breathe underwater.
I read that.
So then they would like bring them under the water and then they'd be like, oh shit.
You're dead.
What happened? Why aren't you speaking to me?
Oh no.
Do you still love me? Like,
oh no.
But a lot of times they actually bring children and youth down to their homes and they don't kill them. You know what they do? No, they wait until they grow up and then they marry them. Isn't that twisted?
That's weird. They groom them.
Yeah. Isn't that twisted?
That's messed up.
So they say
so
that...
So Serenas are pedophiles. Ew. Predators.
Well, they don't marry them when they're young.
Yeah,
but they do groom them. Yeah. So they keep them in their homes. They feed them. And then they're like, grow up so I can marry you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they entice the children. They, you know, either sing sweet songs or they lament. And obviously the young ones are like, ooh, who's that? Or like, who needs my help? And then when they go near the water, suddenly the water will rise and cover the child. And then they will suddenly be underwater.
But how did they survive underwater? Their bubble?
There's a scuba suit waiting.
Oh, great!
And then they... No, so I guess they use their magic to be able to bring the children safely underwater. And once they're there, obviously...
It's like a basso that's like upside down, so there's a water pocket inside.
And obviously they can't like leave once they're there, right? Yeah. And again, so here's where they say they're reported to march at the tail ends of religious processes to try to entice like the stragglers to follow them. But again, it might have been just invented so that people would come on time to processions. Yeah. Because, I mean, honestly, I'm one of those people who would be late.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, we wouldn't because my dad is very anal about, like, being early and on time. We also always sat in the front of the church, which is super embarrassing.
Oh, nice. So they would follow, and then they would talk to the last one and be like, oh, can you help me go just to the edge of the water and last or whatever? And then they would, like, trap them.
No.
They're also said, so when they bring someone to their home, so let's say you're a kid and then you're trapped in their home, they will ask you, oh, what do you want to eat? I'll bring you food.
Like Encantos.
Like Encanto. And then there's a very specific like warning that they give children. So if you have a sirena, so this is a piece of advice. If a sirena ever catches you,
okay,
and they ask you what you want to eat, you can't say that you eat meat or fish, right? Otherwise, the sirena will, like, drown you in vindication.
Because they're mad at you.
Yeah, because, like, meat or fish is part of their body. You're a cannibal, basically,
yes, yes,
for them, right? But you also can say that you like to eat greens with curly tips.
What are greens with curly tips?
I'm thinking, like...
Kale? I don't eat kale.
But anyway, look, you're not supposed to say that you... Like,
because it looks
them.
Like a mermaid?
It looks like their hair.
Oh, they have seaweed like hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think you're just supposed to say, oh, I just eat rice and salt.
Okay.
And fruit, stuff like that.
I'm a fruitarian.
You're a fruitarian. So, and then there are a lot of stories where they say that mermaids take like children from rivers.
Okay.
Because she assumes that it's a tribute to her. Like a sacrifice to
her.
So
if there's like a kid randomly looking for tadpoles, you're like, hey, it's a present for me.
Yeah, she's like, don't mind if I do. And then they take them away. And they're known as na serena.
Oh.
Taken by a serena.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So on the other hand, so we talked about the different
This is
guys.
Like a story that some serial murderer, serial kidnapper made
exactly.
up. like, oh, the kid is missing again. Oh, siguro na Serena.
Yeah, yeah.
But he took
that. But secretly is in his hidden lair. Yes. The difference, so, we talked about the different kinds, right? So, the difference between Mambubuno is instead of having one tail, which is typically the image of Serena, okay. Mambubuno has two tails.
Like the Starbucks mermaid?
Like the Starbucks mermaid. Okay. Yeah. It's fashion. Yes. You know, like... when I think of someone with two tails for legs, I'm thinking like...
leggings.
Palazzo pants.
No, it was in fashion before na they fit the thigh part.
And then they flare out so much at the bottom. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms. Yeah.
Bell bottom jeans. Okay. And then alitao is actually a male anito.
Okay.
Of the waters.
Okay.
And they're basically like the husband of a sirena.
Okay.
So they live in the branches of bamboo trees that are along riverbanks.
Okay.
And they basically like kill anyone who they protect the bamboo trees around the water because obviously that helps keep the water where it is.
Yeah. So and if it also helps ash flood.
Yeah. So if anyone cuts the trees, they get sick because he curses them.
Oh no.
Yeah. They say that he goes in human form sometimes, but he is revealed because of what's the telltale sign?
Oh, what was it?
Malansa.
Oh yeah, he's a fishy smelling guy.
Yeah, it's like. But I think it's interesting. So they came up with not just a sirena.
Skin?
They came up with not just a sirena, but like
an ecosystem.
Yeah, like the bamboo protects the waters. Yes. So yes, this must be the husband of the sirena. I found that very interesting. So we talked about the different kinds. So the Kataw and the Maguindara are very similar. So Kataw is Visayan and the Maguindara is Bicolano. So it's again that iconic image of like head and torso of a beautiful maiden, fair complexion, etc. And then one tail, right? The Mambubuno, which again is the two tails, the one from Zambales. The interesting thing is that they're actually known for having like very bright colored scales.
Like a betta fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a koi.
For females, ha. Oh. But for males, they're dark and slimy. I don't know why. I think they've over-sexualized the female sirena. And then they're just like, yeah, the ugly ones are the male ones.
Yeah. Or maybe they justify like why a female sirena would want to take a human because their mates are so pangit.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. That's true. So so it's a similar case, right? So they say that she would carry man away to her beautiful, like, golden and bejeweled home.
Give him a pipe or something.
Exactly. And he would keep him there prisoner. And if she ever catches him trying to escape, she will drown him. And he will be found seated at the bottom of the water or squatting stiff there.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is a very specific image. Who found any human being that is like that?
And also in the bottom.
Yeah. Like, imagine you're just like squatting.
You know what it is? There was like a gangster execution and it was a weighted down body. And then they just made an excuse. Oh no, he tried to escape from the sirena.
Maybe.
But actually he just had debts.
There was a story once of someone that the Mambubuno caught. And he was trapped in her home. And he was begging her for him to be able to visit his family. Mm-hmm. And eventually she agreed. But he didn't realize that the time passes very slowly in her home versus the outside world.
Oh, no.
So when he went back to his village, his parents were old. Oh. Some of his friends were gone.
Uh-huh.
Because time, yeah, so time passes very differently.
Slow motion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's also said that someone who has a birthmark in their eyeball can see a sirena.
My brother does.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he ever seen sirena?
No. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there. That is a big mistake.
So in this part, I want to talk about like the different mermaid stories.
Okay.
Because there's so many.
Yay. Right?
Stories of encounters with mermaids and stuff like that. So, there's said to be a mermaid found at Botocan Falls.
Where is that?
It's in a town named Mahayhay in Laguna.
Okay.
Mahayhay spelled like Majayjay. I've never seen this one. Mahayhay.
Mahayhay, okay. Majayjay.
So it's a pretty well known fall there. And so the water falls into like a rocky basin.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a cave at the back of the fall.
So you have to go through the falls and, to get into the cave.
Yeah. And then in front of the fall is a big tree that's covered from top to bottom with inscriptions in an unknown language.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the bottom is a spacious cave, and they say that that's where lives. Right? They say that this Anna is like a golden princess, and she's dressed in she's dressed in clothes that are like covered in jewels and gold, right? She also has a servant, so may katulong si ate.
Oh, syempre, because she's a princess.
Yeah, exactly. She's a princess, and she has a golden cow.
Okay.
A golden centipede.
Okay.
And a lot of other golden things.
Are they all alive or are they ornamental?
They're alive.
Oh, okay.
Because whatever she uses is made of gold.
Okay.
She's fancy. She's fancy.
Is her name Ellery?
So, they say that during the American occupation,
okay,
there was a little girl living in the barrio of Mahayhay.
Mm-hmm.
And she was passing near the water, near the fall with her mother. And she was like washing her feet in the nearby street. And then her mother like passed already. And then she heard someone calling her name. And then she looked and she saw that there was that like maiden right there, that golden maiden. And then what she did was she followed the maiden and then she went into the stream. And then the water that she stepped on turned into golden sand.
Whoa.
And then she reached the Sirena's cave.
Whoa.
And she was like amazed because obviously it was like filled with gold and precious stones. And I guess the Sirena like felt sorry for her or like wanted to help her out because she gave her like so much money.
So money?
Gave her a lot of money.
Okay.
Including a lot of jewelry. So bracelets, necklaces, rings, earrings, etc. Uh-huh. And then she told the girl, don't ever tell anyone where you got these riches.
Okay.
Right? And the girl was like, okay. So gotcha. she took a bag of gold. It was very heavy. And what always happens in our stories, the farther you get away, it gets heavier and heavier. So she was like, even if it gets heavier and heavier, I will bring it home. So it became heavier and heavier. She had to ask for help. And then when she got home, she showed her mom all of the money and jewelry and, and everything. And her mom was like, where did this come from? And the girl was like, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
But her mother insisted.
Oh no.
So
it's a tale of greed.
So eventually she had to tell her mom. But when she did that, so they kept their money in a chest.
Uh-huh.
And when she told her mom where it came from, they opened the chest in the morning and all of the money and jewelry were gone.
Yeah.
Which, you know, this is not a surprise.
No, it's not. I thought it all turned into seaweed.
They say that if, in the same place, right? They say that if a man brought a white cock. A white rooster.
Okay, yes. Okay.
That is not explicit. It's what a rooster is.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Like everything, the feathers, the legs, whatever, are all white.
Like an albino. Like a mouse, but a chicken.
Like an albino rooster. Yeah. The maiden would come out of her cave.
She's like, that's a beautiful cock.
I want that cock.
I want myself some white cock.
Oh.
That's what she said.
she said, I will give him money. And this is good.
I pay good money for some good white cock.
Stop it. Get your mind out of the gutter. Okay.
Guys, it's still the morning.
Okay, there's another story where during the guerrilla warfare between the Americas and the Filipinos, there was an American captain who was stationed at Mahayhay.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Butokan to the falls to take a bath. When he went there, he saw the golden centipede. And I'm like, how big is the centipede?
How big is it?
So he was like, oh, this is amazing. So he dived to try to catch a centipede, but it was moving so quickly. However, he was able to catch like one of his legs.
So he one of his off. 100 legs.
Yeah, one of the golden legs, and he made it into two big rings. And when the other Americans heard about it, a lot of them wanted to visit the falls and find out, right? But they never saw any of it again. And they said that even William Howard Taft himself went to check out the falls. They say it's a mystical place because even if it's like heavy rain, the sun always shines in that area. That's
magic.
Why. And obviously, like, I guess what that happens would be like rainbows from like the mist created by the waterfalls, right? So I guess it's a very magical looking place.
Yeah. And sometimes a lot of those falls are also natural springs. And so they will usually have minerals and, you know, healing properties. And the air is different there because it's their geothermal properties also.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another story naman from Pangasinan. And it talks about like the mermaid who became a queen. So basically, in the olden days, there's a kingdom called Binalatongan. And it was called Binalatongan because their main product was the balatong, which is the munggo.
Yes,
mung beans.
My dad loves balatong.
I love
every Friday. Yeah. Balatong.
The name of the ruler was called Maginoo Palasipas.
Maginoo Palasipas. Yeah.
So he was very wealthy and he had a lot of power, but he was very lonely.
Oh.
And his greatest desire was to be conquered by the heart of a woman and share his kingdom with a soulmate.
Oh.
But he had a lot of he was very strict. The woman had to be like the most beautiful woman.
Eh, and that's why he's single. His standards are too high.
His standards mo kasi, di
ba? Well, was he handsome?
It doesn't say.
He's probably just rich.
So all of his loyal datus like brought all of the like most beautiful women in the kingdom. Neighboring merchants, like Chinese, Japanese, Bornean merchants, were like telling him like, we will bring back princesses of royal blood for you, but he refused all of their offers and suggestions. Then one day or one night, he was strolling by the riverbank. I love how they say it. He laid down in the jute grass to admire the fullness of the moon. And then he heard someone singing. I'm not sure that was what he heard. Are you done? I collect yourself. I'm gonna drink my coffee.
There was one time we were mom, Tegan was in her bath, in her splash pool, and then she was singing. She's like singing Little Mermaid, like, ah, because I was spraying mist. So she said the mist was like magic, and so she was singing. And then she said, you mommy sing. So I go, ah, and then she got her fingers, and then she went like this to me. Throat while I was singing. And then she went like this. And
she's said, scared.
Are you stealing mama's voice? And she said, ma ah, 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 ah. Ma ah, ah, ah.
Oh my god, I love it. Right? She's Ursula.
And then that nap time, that subsequent nap time, she was just in her crib. We were watching her in her video, and she's just going, ma ah, 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 ah.
Oh my god. This girl, she's growing up to be the villain. So he heard like a beautiful like melody, like someone singing. And then he followed the sound of the music and he saw a woman sitting on a rock with her back to him. And she was combing her thick ankle length hair.
Wow.
And like,
so much conditioner.
That is so hard to maintain. Anyway, she was combing her hair and she sang. And he noticed... And he noticed, like, a crown of pearls on her head. Ooh. And she's wearing a silk robe embroidered with gold beads, pearls, and diamonds.
Fancy.
And then the girl turned around, and she was gorgeous. She had, like, olive skin, blue-green eyes, and blood-red lips.
Wow.
And I'm like, who is wearing full face of makeup that time of night?
And bronzer.
So, of course, he was instantly, like, in love, and she was like, I am the mermaid of Binalatongan. And then Palasipas actually heard of her.
Okay.
And he was like,
you're famous.
I've heard about how kind you are towards my people. So she apparently guided fishermen back to the shore when mm-hmm. the storm came. She rescued one of the Datu's only sons from drowning.
Wow.
And then
his name was Prince Eric.
She left a string of pearls in one of the other Datu's in the window of one of the Datu's widows mm-hmm. after he was killed by raiding pirates. Oh. So she's looking out after his people. That's yeah. why he was like, I've heard of you and I want to thank you for all you've done for my people. And then he was like, well, she's gorgeous. She's doing all these things. So he literally got down on his knees and proposed that very same night.
Okay, I just met you. But
and,
okay.
you know, she accepted and she became queen of Binalatongan. Okay. That was the story.
Okay.
Good job.
Good job, lady.
So I have another story which is a little tragic.
Okay.
There was a beautiful girl. Her name was Serena.
Okay.
And she lived with her mother.
A little on the nose, but yeah, okay.
By the sea. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of each day, she would sit on a rock to comb her long hair and sing. Are you good?
Yes.
So she's immortal, huh? Mm-hmm. So she would. But one day, there was a litao mm-hmm. who saw her, heard her voice, and fell in love with her. Mm-hmm. And so,
man, where were all these guys falling in love with girls who could sing when I was a kid?
Were you doing that? Were you singing?
I was singing that all the time, okay. Brushing my hair by the ocean.
Yeah.
No man ever came up to me and said, wow, you got a beautiful voice and really long curly hair. I didn't have olive skin and blue-green eyes.
So the litao fell immediately in love with her and he started to court her. Mm-hmm. So he talked to her, he said, I
at least he didn't propose on the spot.
He didn't. Uh-huh. He made harana, so he was serenading her at nighttime near her house, and he would leave flowers and treasures at her doorstep. Now, unfortunately,
this is what people did before Netflix. They would sing to each other.
Exactly. Unfortunately, Serena's mom got scared. Right? Because, you know, it's an encanto, right? Yeah. There's an encanto who wants to get my daughter. Yeah. And so she forbade her daughter from going out of the house. And I think Serena obviously got frustrated because she's like, I'm so bored inside the house.
There's no Netflix.
Exactly. Just keeping me indoors. It's 2 weeks. She couldn't stand 2 weeks of quarantine.
Girl. And so, wait till COVID happens.
So one day, while her mother was making breakfast, she opened the window and then she noticed that there was something shining and sparkling at the edge of the water. So she's like, what is this? So she crept outside and she saw a diamond the size of a small coconut.
Nice!
I'm like, dude.
Nice.
And then she went to get that. Obviously, she's like, ooh, this is amazing. And then as her fingers touched the water, a huge bubble enveloped her.
It's like Moana!
And brought her to the litao's palace.
It was a porky.
Yeah. No, she went to Atlantis. So when she reached the palace, she saw him. Like someone was calling her name. And then when she turned, she saw a half fish and half human creature.
Uh-huh.
Whose eyes were filled with love and kindness.
Okay.
Okay. And then it was the litao who was courting her. And he showed her around this kingdom. And by the end of the day, this is what the story says. Serena was in love and agreed to live with him in the bottom of the sea. She's like, you have a palace and you are rich.
And you gave me a coconut diamond.
I love
a coco diamond.
So
also, my mom won't let me leave the house for 2 weeks.
So let me run away.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, she couldn't live under the water as herself, as she was, right? So the litao explained to her that she would have to drink a potion mm-hmm. that would be a mixture of, that would be mixed with his blood, and that would turn her into immortal. It would also turn her into a half-human, half-fish creature like him. So it's like the opposite of Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Right? So she turns from human to a mermaid. Person. However, he didn't tell her that there was a price that he had to pay.
Her voice.
For granting her,
His voice.
No, for granting her immortality.
His immortality.
Yeah. Because when he did that, he basically exchanged his immortality for hers. Aww. And so he would only be able to live for 100 more years and then he would die.
That's not bad.
I mean,
it's not 2 weeks.
Yeah. So he pierced his wrist, he prepared the drink, and then he gave it to her to drink. And then within a few minutes, she got transformed into a mermaid. After sunset, they went up to the surface and they visited Serena's mom. Obviously, she was very sad about it. And she almost fainted when she saw what her daughter looked like already. Right? But she, you know, she realized that, you know, they loved each other. And also, yeah, he's rich.
Also,
he's
rich.
I bet he brought...
He also gave her a coconut-sized
diamond. So she was like, okay,
she wears it as a pendant. But like, it's really heavy. So she has to like...
So they lived, you know, they lived happily under the water for 100 years. They had like 7 daughters or whatever. And then on the night before the 100 years were about to end, and I don't appreciate this.
Okay.
The Litao eventually told her about...
The night before.
He said, 100 years with you is better than eternity without you.
Wait, that's a line from Lord of the Rings.
And then eventually he told her the secret. And I'm offended here. Because if you've been husband and wife for 100 years, at some point you really should give your wife more warning.
Yeah, some notice.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, she was very sad about it. She's like, do you mean that, like, you know, you're going to be gone tomorrow?
No, that sucks.
So... Early the next day, he kissed her goodbye and he swam near the entrance of their home and then he turned into a rock. And Serena was very sad, so she went up to the shore and she turned herself into a human.
Mm-hmm.
She heard the sounds of a procession passing along and then she walked towards the town and followed the carriage of the Virgin Mary in the procession. And, you know, she's walking very sad and she was crying. And people were wondering who this mysterious lady was. And then a few of them followed the lady with the fish-like odor. She walked to the river. And when she came to the water's edge, they thought that she was going to drown herself. And then they watched in amazement as the waters divided into two walls, like Moses.
Uh-huh. Or Moana.
Or Moana. Mm-hmm. And then she went. Into that passage, into her palace.
Oh. Yeah. That's sad. Also unfair.
He really should have given her.
He should have told... No. First off.
Okay.
He should have given her the option. Like, first, like, will I, you know, I'll transform you, but it will mean I'll only have 100 years. And she'll be like, are you sure? Blah, blah, blah. Or like, if she'll be like, okay, cool, but let's have a contingency plan. Let's say when you're like, when it's like 98 years, I'll find myself a new husband and you clear him and then I can turn him immortal. Then pasapasa ka na lang ng immortality.
I love how you think people can really be that logistically practical about it.
Well, no, isn't there this tribe? There's this tribe somewhere. I have to look this up, but it's a tribe in Indonesia.
Yeah.
That a woman will have, every person will have 2 spouses in their lifetime. A woman, when she's younger, will marry an older man and he will teach her but she's like maybe 18. And then he'll teach her how to be a wife, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll live together. And when she's in her 40s, he's dead. She takes a young husband.
What?
And then she teaches him.
What?
And so it's not unusual that a woman will marry like a father and a nephew.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I don't even made it up in my head. As a concept, but I'm sure I'll do some research and I'll read about it. But diba, that makes sense. So after 100 years, then she'll find a young man to make her king, and then make him immortal. They'll live for another 100 years. Then he'll find a young woman. That's how you keep it in the family.
That's interesting,
right? We can make this story up. We can. This is I'm world building. No one write this story. Maybe I won't write the story, but we'll see.
Okay, I have one last story, which I found just so funny. Okay, it's about the American and the Sirena of Amburayan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's Amburayan?
It's in Tagudin. It's a river in Tagudin. So it's an Ilocano story. So, where were we? It's the American and the Sirena of the Amburayan River.
Mm-hmm.
So, during the American occupation, they were making a bridge, right? And the chief, army
people.
Yeah. The main architectural engineer was an American who made his home near the river. And so the sirena in that area had never seen a Caucasian. She's like, she'd never seen a man with like blonde hair and blue eyes and like fair skin. Mm-hmm. And so she became obsessed with him.
Okay.
So she had a crush. Mm-hmm. And so each night she would sit under the window of his bedside and sing. Inviting.
Okay,
it's like a trigger.
Like Little Mermaid Tourette's.
Okay, so she would be singing and inviting him to meet her by the waters where they were building the bridge, right? And then she'd do that every night, and as in Dedma. She was so...
Maybe he doesn't speak Ilocano.
Wait. She was so insulted. And she's like, why is this guy, like, not, you know, coming and hearing and following my beckons, or at least even acknowledging my presence? Yeah, yeah. She felt very...
He's deaf.
Very insulted. No. What she didn't know was that the American was very sensitive to foul smells.
Oh, no!
And so the rotten fish-like odor, the fishy smell, was really making him sick to his stomach and causing him to pass out. So one night he was like, I have to find out what the heck is going on. Why is there such a bad smell?
Put some mask.
So he covered his face with a bandana, and he went out at night with a fully loaded rifle.
That's a bit much, but
I know,
okay.
Right? Like,
it smells like rotten fish. Are we gonna kill someone?
Exactly. And then at the same time, the mermaid was like, I'm gonna make this guy mine. She's very driven. So she turned into a human. She transformed herself into a human, and she knocked on his door. And so when the American opened the door, he was like, oh my God, who is this? This
is the description. Stinky lady.
This is the description. The beautiful, scantily clad, voluptuous lady with ankle-length hair was standing at this doorway.
But she smelled like fish.
And then he was like, who is she? She is amazing. And so she leaned close to plant a kiss on his lips. And the American's like, well, I'm not gonna deny a kiss from like a gorgeous lady.
What's the saying? Like, kung yung, ano yun, yung patukana yung lumalapit sa manok?
Oh, correct.
When it's the feed approaching the chicken.
Yeah, who are you to say no,
who
right?
Are you to say no?
So he removed his bandana to kiss her. And then, when he removed his bandana, he was like, shh.
It's the stinky smell.
She's the one who smells so bad. And then...
Am I the drama?
Am I the fishy smell? So, the mermaid saw him, like, panic. And he...
In her face.
No. So she was like, oh no, I'm losing him. So she grabbed his legs and tried to drag him to the water.
Oh my
and
goodness.
He obviously was trying to escape. He had his rifle.
Oh no.
And so he pointed the rifle at her and he pulled the trigger, and she immediately disappeared before the bullet could pierce her. So he was so traumatized by this that he quit his job, took the first ship back to the US, and never again returned to the Philippines.
Wow.
The end.
They smell that? They're beautiful but smelly, and they'll try to drag you into the ocean.
Yeah.
He's probably drunk.
I think one of the things that I noticed that was common in kind of origin stories of like when we started to create myths on mermaids, a lot of early stories also coincided with places where you see creatures like the manatee or the dugong. Right? Which is basically like water mammals.
Yeah.
They basically look like, yeah, they look like maybe a walrus from the top.
Yeah.
And then just like,
yeah, but did you see this photo of like when, if you're underwater and you see like a sea cow or a manatee swim by, the bones of their tail portions are still like the two legs, like evolutionarily. That's why their tails are like 2 feet.
Yeah, they do.
So the bones do look like
legs. Yeah, there are theories, obviously, that, you know, evolutionary is that where we came from. That's why there's this myth of mermaids, right? And it's so funny because, so it has been suggested that the myth behind the mermaid originated from manatees, sightings of manatees and dugongs. And one example supporting this theory is when Christopher Columbus was traveling around the world, he logged in. He noted that he had seen mermaids during his journey, but he thought they would be more attractive. So
they're real, but they were chubbier than I thought.
Yeah.
No hair too. Yeah, whiskers.
No, because so they're saying here's how it could have happened. Like from afar, you would see a dugong resting on a rock because typically that's where they hang out sometimes, right? Yeah. And you know, they would have like seaweed stalk on their heads, which would look like hair.
And their flippers look like arms.
And the way that they carry their babies, they cradle their babies near their torso like humans would carry their babies.
Because so, they're mammals. They have tits.
Exactly. So it's possible that when sailors would see them, they would think that these were, you know, humanoids, human beings.
That's so cute.
Right? But I'm lolling at Christopher Columbus being like, they're not as attractive as I thought. I thought mermaids would be.
You know what it was? They were probably the guys who thought that they were beautiful women just hadn't seen a lot of women for a long time. Also, what is the bit about the song? There's always a song involved. Like, even in Western cultures, there's always a song.
Maybe it's, do they wail? Do they, like, make sounds?
They kind of honk. They kind of sound like they're ha ha. Maybe
that's really good.
Isn't that right? I've been reading up on
maybe that. When you've been at sea for so long, you get delirious.
Or maybe it just travels on the ocean differently. So it's like just like a different echo. And also another thing is like I was thinking in Ireland, and I know this from Song of the Sea, so I don't know if this is actual mythology, but Brian told me a little bit about it. It's like there are people in Ireland, or like Celtic people, are many of them are Selkies or shapeshifters. And the way that, and they transform into seals.
There's a
seal skin coat that they put on, and then they turn into a seal. And it's wet men and women. But Song of the Sea is a really nice movie because the guy marries a woman and she was a Selkie. And they have a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
And then the daughter does, and then the mom at the end of her life, like after she gave birth, she returned to the sea.
Yeah.
But I like it because it could have been the mom just died. And then they
it's a way of like coping with your grief.
Yeah. And you got kind of like figure out like how certain stories are formed.
Mm.
Like or like the mom left them for another family. No, she turned into a Selkie. And you're magical too. You know,
so the last part of what I want to talk about is just like where do we see mermaid myth in other cultures, right around the world? Because
everywhere,
yeah, this is one of those things that are really very.
That's why Starbucks is so
very
famous.
Prevalent. Do you know where the Starbucks?
I've been to the first Starbucks.
No, I mean the why it's a mermaid. Why it's called Starbucks?
No, it's from Moby Dick.
Yes. The name is Starbuck.
Yeah. Starbuck, and that's why in Battlestar Galactica one of the pilots is also called Starbuck.
I love it.
Yes.
All right, so the first ever, one of the first known stories of mermaids apparently appeared in Syria. In Assyria.
Oh, you know what, I think I've seen those cave drawings. Yeah. Not cave drawings, but like drawings or like bas relief.
Okay, yeah. It came from Assyria in 1000 BC. So the name, and I might be mispronouncing it, the name, there was a goddess called Atargatis, right? And she was mother of the Assyrian queen Semiramis.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a goddess who fell in love with a mortal shepherd.
Uh-huh.
But somehow, I guess, I don't know, she was chasing him or something because she loved him so much and she wanted to be with him. She ended up killing him. And so she was so ashamed of what she did that she jumped into the lake and tried to take the form of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
But the waters could not kind of conceal her divine nature. So she could only transform halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So she took the form of a mermaid, like human above the waist and then fish below the waist.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the earliest kind of like incarnations or representations of mermaids that you see in the Babylonian era, right? There was also a story of, like, there was a popular Greek legend where the sister of Alexander the Great, Thessalonica, I think is how you pronounce it, turned into a mermaid when she died. And then they said that she lived in the Aegean Sea, and when sailors would encounter her, she would ask them a question. She would say, "Is Alexander the king alive?" Uh-huh. And then if you say, so the correct answer would be, "He lives and still rules." Mm-hmm. Because if you gave her any other answer, she would be so angry that she would transform into a Gorgon. And she would, like, you know, kill everyone, drown the ship, and everything.
So she just wants to perpetuate her delusion.
Exactly. She's like, you know, let me live in this fantasy. So there's only one other account I think I saw of, like, other forms of mermaids, because I was thinking, are there any other, like, incarnations of representations of mermaids? In some of them, the mermaids are, like, monstrous, like, really big. They're, like, 160 feet.
Wow!
I guess, like, open water, right? The one last thing I wanted to share was, like, in Japan, they say that eating the flesh of a mermaid can grant you immortality.
Have you heard of the Fiji mermaid?
No.
So Barnum and Bailey.
Who?
Barnum and Bailey. They did the greatest show on earth. They're a traveling circus. Mm. But it's like,
ah, yes, this is the hoax.
Yes, the hoax. So they used to do, you know, apart from the big top shows and the acrobats and stuff, they did like bearded women and things like that. So they had an exhibition of a skeleton of a Fiji mermaid, which is a mermaid, a Japanese mermaid that someone had found. And it was a skeleton, and it was like from the waist up, a monkey skeleton, and from the bottom, a fish skeleton. And they had just grafted it together. But for the longest time, they were saying that it was real. But it wasn't.
It's similar to the ones who fake pictures of fairies. And it turned out to just be like paper dolls.
Yeah, it was cut out.
And like every now and then, there would be like random quote-unquote sightings of mermaids, right?
TikTok, here and there. Mermaid TikTok is like so alive.
I know.
So here's the Fiji mermaid.
Well, it's good.
It's good taxidermy.
It's good craft
work. And it's small.
Yeah, that's pretty good craft work.
Yeah.
Is it like a monkey?
Yeah, on top? It's like a, what's the name of that monkey? Like on Outbreak. What do you call it? Not a gibbon. Macaque. Like the size of a macaque. And then, like, just a fish.
Do you know that there's, like, a medical condition called...
That makes people look like monkeys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Called Sirenomelia. So, it's called the mermaid syndrome. So, yeah. It's a congenital disorder. So, a child will be born with their legs fused together. And the genitalia are, like, inside. Either gone or reduced or, like, inside. And... you know, the incidence is almost as rare as like conjoined twins, and it's obviously very fatal because you would have nowhere to put.
Yeah,
you know,
you need like a colostomy bag or something.
Exactly, and you know, obviously there won't be space for like the kidney and the bladder, so there are almost no survivors. I think there are only like 3 known survivors who are alive today, but they obviously have to undergo operations to like separate the legs, right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably also one of those legends that perpetuate the myth that like, oh, you were a half a mermaid. Your mommy was a mermaid.
That's true. Yeah. So I think those are the stories, right? I think I found it very interesting how it still serves that social function.
Mm-hmm. But it's stay away from dangerous places.
Yeah, it's very distinct to like obviously the area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, stay away from the water.
White people.
Don't be late for the procession. Don't cut down bamboo trees, right? Protect the bodies of water. Protect yourself from bodies
Keep
of water.
Keep your promises.
What is that?
The girl, the little girl who said where the treasure was.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I love how it comes to life in a very different way because of, like, obviously the nature of water and stuff like that. And I like how very universal it is. I don't know that we, like, what's the, probably the most like distinctive Filipino element of it would be the fact that it's very varied types of bodies of water that yeah. are featured in the stories. Maybe the whole religious procession part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. I'd never heard of that. I think I heard of it.
I'd never heard of the
something will happen. Yeah. If you're a straggler. But I didn't know that it was a Serena who would get you.
I found it interesting that there's so many stories related to that procession. Like, how many people were late yeah, for a procession hungover. For this to be like...
yeah, don't be hungover. Because it's fiesta.
And so I love the story of the litao. I thought yeah. that was very interesting. That
it's very epic. No?
You would create this image of like a guardian of the Serena mm-hmm. and the husband of the Serena. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you wouldn't normally see that in stories. I mean, in other fairy tales from, like, I think European and even Japanese stories, right? Yes. It's about trapping the woman, mm-hmm. right? You steal her garment so yeah. that she would forever stay human. Back. She wouldn't be able to stay back and go back to the
that's
water.
That's what happened to the Selkie. They stole, yeah. they hid away her sneaks, her seal skin. Yeah. So she couldn't transform as a Selkie anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, which is very sad.
I know.
I can't believe we talked about mermaids. And I never talked about how me and my friend Grace nearly died.
Nearly drowned. We're always just trying to put off that story because that story is going to fit in any context.
My friend
we should talk about it. We should talk about it all
so
the time.
My friend,
we're calling you out, Mau.
My friend Grace and I.
No, no, wait. The context is, this was the Aztec?
No, it's not Aztec. Oh, so it was Mayan? Supposed to be, the. It was literally the day of the rapture.
Yeah.
The quote-unquote rapture.
Yeah.
Where they said that God will take away or spirit away all of the good people that he wants to be with him. And everyone and else is just us. Left behind.
Yeah.
The sinners. And yeah. like, yeah.
It was rapture day.
It was rapture day.
We went out of town.
We were all like in Baler, which is like a surfing town. And a few people were taking surfing lessons. Me. And then us, we were like just chilling out. And we were just like hanging out by the water. And it was four of us. So me, my friend Grace.
Mau
and Jelaine.
Yes.
And we were hanging out with Mau because she couldn't swim.
Yes.
Right? So we were staying near the shore.
Yeah. It wasn't deep, right? You guys were like waist deep water.
The problem is we didn't know there was an undertow. Mm-hmm. So we were just chilling out, like literally just talking to each other. And then the next thing we know, we look back to the shore and it's like
super far away.
500 meters away, yeah. 400 meters away. And we were moving further and further back. And our friend Mau, obviously in that moment, completely forgot about other people and just focused on saving herself. Mm-hmm. So she was literally pushing us down.
Her head. She
held
head
my head
and Grace's head.
And she pushed us down into the water to
so
lift
she
herself
be
up.
Above the water.
We were panicking so much. And the only one left was Jelaine. And she was like,
help!
She was like, help! 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 Help!
No one paid attention.
The surf instructors were like, who is that? And they were asking our friends who were taking surf lessons.
Lester.
Are those your friends?
And he's like,
and they were like, I don't think so. Eventually, the surf instructors like swam to us and saved us, and we were all fine. Mm-hmm. Do you think sirenas were trying to capture?
We're trying to capture Mau. Yes, exactly that. They were trying to capture Mau.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, the good thing is
you survived
we're
the rapture.
Here, we're alive.
Yes.
I don't know if it's good that we weren't taken by the rapture, but you know.
I wonder if there are mermaid tales in Baler. Probably.
There should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. So
that's
story of the Serena.
If you have any Serena stories of near drownings, share with us.
I was looking up, like, were there any kind of recent sightings? There are a lot of, like, random features on, like, Jessica Soho.
Yeah.
I guess not eyewitness. But there are stories of, like, people with, you know,
I'm
blurry
sure
pictures
tabloid stories.
Of like mermaids.
Yeah.
Sightings, stuff like
and
that.
And again,
there's
TikTok.
A whole entire TikTok.
Mermaid talk.
Mermaid talk,
yeah.
Where everyone talks about like seeing mermaids.
Yeah, like
mermaids.
Like people under the water. Like there's videos, like Indonesian ones.
I love reading the comment section of those because there are always gonna be ones who are like, "Oh my god," and there are always gonna be ones who are like just trying to debunk it.
Yeah. TikTok, man.
But I think, I mean, Filipino popular culture is so
rife with mermaids.
Into mermaids, right? Yeah. Like we talked about how there's so many movies of Jezebel since 1953.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? There are many incarnations of Jezebel herself. Mm. So, who are the main actresses who played her?
Alice Dixon.
Edna Luna. Vilma Santos.
Yes, Vilma Santos.
Alma Moreno. Alice Dixon. Charlene Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. Marian Rivera. Anne Curtis. And then you said there were like young Jezebels.
They're babies.
Right? So I think Nina.
Armina was young Alice Dixon.
Yeah. Aramina in the Darna series had a cameo as Jezebel.
Oh, Aramina was. Wait, I'm surprised you didn't touch on the Bajau people, who is a tribe. They're a tribe in the Philippines. They're seafaring people. So they're not just in the Philippines, but they're also in parts of Indonesia, I think. And they're seafaring people, and they sort of evolved.
They're like sea gypsies. That's kind gypsies, of like the way that they're
like, they feel sick when they're on land. Like, they need to be on the water, and like on boats. And then their pancreas has evolved for deep sea fishing or spear fishing, or even like, I think pearl hunting, but it's really more deep sea fishing and free diving. And some of the champions of free diving in the region are Bajau people.
Wow.
Because their bodies just use oxygen more efficiently, that they don't need to breathe that much. They don't need to breathe it that much. And they have like enlarged pancreases.
They're like Muro Ami fishers.
Yes, yes, yes. So I think that's actually really cool.
I think we should cover the Bajau
as a separate episode.
Because
they have their own mythology.
No? Exactly. There's so many stories about Bajau culture and Bajau mythology.
Yeah. Amazing. It's even said that some Bajau people have flipper toes. They have like more webbing in their toes. Yeah. And that they can see better in the water than regular people. Like, they really, like, generations, they've been fishing for hundreds of years.
That's super interesting.
Right?
Is that true?
I don't know. Anyways.
On that note.
Yay!
Hope you enjoyed this
very long Serena episode. Maybe shorter if I cut out all the singing.
Yeah, so if you see that this episode is just 30-40 minutes, that means that we've cut out huge chunks of
sidebars,
like, sidebars, side stories, and lots of singing. But we hope you enjoyed it. And let us know. I actually would be really interested if anyone has stories about Serena encounters. Because I think we hear a lot of random aswang encounters and stuff like that. But there are stories here and there of people's encounters with Serena. But I haven't heard any in like the recent years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not as
And one would think if they were real, with the advent of like really good phone cameras, there would be more evidence of it. What if there was? Sorry. With our fixation of half-half. There's like a Serena bottom, and then there's like a Manananggal top.
I'm just kidding. Look, that would be awesome.
Right? Imagine because you can create
a Serena became a Manananggal, and she would leave half her body in the water.
Yeah.
That's amazing. My question is, how come there's no like a reverse where the mermaid is human feet from waist down?
Like a centaur mermaid.
Yeah.
If there are
not a centaur.
Like a tikbalang. Satyr. Like a tikbalang.
Yeah.
Tikbalang is horsey head. The tikbalang is the reverse of a centaur.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a tikbalang mermaid?
Exactly.
Gross. That's so gross. Like a tuna. Ganun palaki. Yeah. Or with like a mustache pa.
The head of a fish and then the feet of a human being.
Like sexy legs.
How do they even move?
And it has to be sexy legs because the mermaid is always beautiful on top.
Yeah. And then they would be singing, but like it's like glob glob.
Or like how cartoon fish are always depicted. No, General Akbar. That's him. General Akbar is the reverse.
Oh, no.
The reverse mermaid.
No.
He's the tikbalang. It's a trap.
Hey.
Okay.
He's amazing.
I love it. Okay.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed. As always, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any mermaid sightings, let us know.
If you live in Majayjay, Laguna, let us know.
sorry for bastardizing the name of your
dog. JJ.
Mahayhay.
Mahayhay.
Mabuhay. Sa mahayhay.
That's their tourism slogan, I bet.
Goodbye, guys. Until next time.
Bye.
As always,
follow us on Instagram, godsmustbecrazy.pod, and on Facebook as well. And you can catch us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where we have been. Thank you, guys. By the way, last month, we are, even if we didn't send out a lot of episodes, we were consistently number one on Apple Podcasts.
That's amazing.
Comedy, fiction charts. So thank you so much. So catch us there. We are also on all the other platforms.
Yeah, Google leave us podcasts. A reading. That would always help kind of bring this podcast to other people's attentions, or even just recommend it to your friends. That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a great day.
Take care.
Until next time.
Stay away from scary water. Bye.